to pacify the public, government officials in charge of transport declare that the fare adjustment mechanism will be reviewed, and that, in addition to the consumer price index and wage index, the new formula may factor in the MTR's service and performance, as well as the affordability of the public. But is it not because of these government officials that the public is suffering from the ill-conceived mechanism? Moreover, as the government is the MTR's major shareholder, it most certainly is party to the proposed increase in fares. We are therefore convinced that the government should exercise its influence and have the MTR freeze its fares.